Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey everyone, this is Mark and Matt from thelaughbutt.com. We're happy to announce that we'll be joining the Riotcast Network with our brand new comedy news podcast.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about all the latest news in the world of comedy. We're going to have comedians on the show. We're going to have some discussion. We're going to do some interviews. We're going to review things. We're going to be talking about pretty much anything happening in the comedy world, covered on thelaughbutton.com. And we'll be debuting clips along the way, too.
All right, join us weekly for the Laugh Button Podcast on the Riotcast Network.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. We are up and running. We are doing our podcast. It is, what's today? Tuesday, January 27th, after the big snowstorm. After the big snowstorm, we are finally doing our podcast. We were like snowed into one room, I think, right? Wasn't it? Whatever. I'm babbling until I pull up what I have to pull up for my email. You know what? We have a read for Pro Flowers. Let's knock it out now. Bonnie does the reads. She does them great. We'll knock it out and then we'll move on. All right.
Look, he's just going to, you just got to note the time code.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I only have to do it good while I'm doing it in the time. No, like, I can comment on it before and after.
No, they might listen to the whole podcast. That's what Pro Flowers, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, Pro Flowers is having a big push now with everybody because...
Why are you talking in a voice that's not your own?
It's my voice. What are you talking about?
Because you're doing, I don't know.
I'm doing Radio Guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to explain why. I have reasons for everything.
Okay.
I have reasons for everything. Oh, you want to do the read now?
Yeah, don't you want me to?
I want you to.
Hey, everybody. Valentine's Day is next week. Her friends are going to ask her, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Impress your woman and her friends. You'll be a hero when she posts all over social media that you came through for her on Valentine's Day. And isn't that what it's all about? Social media shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help it because it's bad.
Listen, okay, but listen, please. I don't want to do 2 hours. You know what's going to happen? We've burnt every advertisement bridge.
I know, but can I just say something about this? Because he's just going to send the clip.
No. I don't think
because
he
is. Because what? Who gives a shit about her fucking cunty friends?
What are you talking about?
It's like...
I know. No one gives a...
Why is he dating some woman that's like her cunty friends are going to be like, what did he get you? Is that it?
Every promo is fucking ridiculous. We say it all the time.
Okay,
all
right.
The people are writing
You'll
these.
Be a hero when she posts all of her social media?
Well, you got to
start
Do
they know
again.
What a hero is?
Yeah. The American Sniper. He was a hero.
But not because... not because he was a sniper, but because he gave her flowers and... She posted it all over social media.
Not because he saved many lives, because...
Did he? I don't want to get into the American...
You don't think he did? You don't believe... Wait, you don't think he saved lives?
No, no, no. I didn't see the movie. I didn't see the movie. All I know
the
is
concept.
The controversy.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the right side.
Oh, so conservative. Good. Bonnie just came out as a conservative. I'm just on this pro-troop side.
Pro-poop. Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
Just do it. Knock it out. Let's move on. We have a lot to talk about. No, I got to take a shower.
Okay, Valentine's Day is next week. Her friends are going to ask her.
That's two. No, you're...
Do it more.
You're doing it.
Okay, but I'm trying to do it fast. Because I feel like... I always skip through the ads when I hear it on a podcast.
You can't skip through it.
Well, on some of them, you can go 15 seconds ahead.
Oh.
Hey, Valentine's Day is next week. Did you know that, Rich?
Perfect.
Her friends are going to ask her, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Want to impress your woman and her friends? You'll be a hero when she starts to post all over social media that you came through for her on Valentine's Day. Pro Flowers is offering 1 dozen assorted roses. Why? Is that bad?
If you came in for an audition, I would say, okay, let's start again.
All right.
Pretend you're auditioning for me for a voiceover. Hey. Hi. What's your name? You're supposed to start off.
Okay.
You're auditioning.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bonnie McFarlane.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm at a commercial audition. Is there anything worse, I ask you?
It's a voiceover.
You drive all over the city. Oh, it's just a voiceover? Yeah. Why did I do my makeup then? Why did I do my hair?
I don't know.
I wish somebody had told me that it was just a voiceover.
Didn't your agent tell you it was a voiceover?
No, my agent didn't tell me it was a voiceover. My agent just said, hey, Pro Flowers, go.
Well, have you ever seen a Pro Flowers commercial on television, or do you hear them all over radio?
I thought it was for internet.
Okay, well, listen, it's a voiceover. Okay,
you know what? I don't like your attitude. I'm going to go.
Okay, because there's
a
million people like that want to do this.
Good.
You know how many people want to do this?
Then you pick out of those million. Now you don't have a million and one to choose.
There's so many people that would do this and be happy they're doing it and getting paid.
Good.
$100 each.
Good.
For
I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to get it. So what? You know, there's no sense even coming.
Well, you might be able to get it.
Not now. I've already pissed you off.
Well, okay, so there's other ways. You don't think there's other ways to get ahead in this business? You think this is the only?
If I give you head, will you give me flowers tomorrow?
If you give me head, I'll give you the commercial. You don't even have to give me head. Okay.
I don't want the commercial.
Let me see your tits.
I want the Pro Flowers.
Let me see your tits.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Can you do it with your shirt open?
Just a little bit.
Let me see your do it so I can see your tits. All right, there you go. All right. I'm getting excited.
Are you for real? You're so gross.
Wait, hold on. I can only see the top
on.
Of your tits. Let me see your... I'll close the shade. You pull your tits out and do the... Hold on. Hold on. Oh, wait. Let me close the shade.
Oh. Rich, relax.
Hold on. All right, pull the shade down. Wait, hold on. Let me close the other shade.
Oh my god, I'm only putting one out. This is my good one.
Alright.
This is my funny one.
Alright. Bonnie's breast is out.
Okay.
This is fucking
Hey, Valentine's Day is. Are you ready or not?
I'm looking
like,
at your breast.
You keep going well, I can't do it if
I'm
you're
looking
like,
at your tit.
Valentine's Day is next week. Her friends are gonna ask, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Ugh.
Why are you sitting here with your tit out? Like, would you do?
I don't know. You wanted me to. I'm doing it.
All right, put it back. Let's get to read over it. Wait, hold on.
Just going to do it. Stop touching yourself. Okay. Valentine's Day is next week, and her friends are going to ask, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Impress your woman and her friends. You'll be a hero when she posts all over social media that you came through for her Valentine's Day. Stop. Put your pants up. No. No. Okay, boob is going away. That's it. You ruined your chance.
My chance for what? What was it, a chance? All right, let's knock this out.
I don't know.
We're already at 7 minutes and we have
enough. Okay. Why did you pull it out? It's grossing me out.
All right, let's do it. Okay, we're at 7. All right, go.
Valentine's Day is next week. Her friends are going to ask, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Impress your woman and her friends. You'll be a hero when she posts all over social media that you came through for Valentine's Day. Pro Flowers is offering 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Or really impress her and upgrade to 2 dozen assorted roses plus an elegant ruby vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use my code PODCAST1. Pro Flowers is quick, easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Even in the snow, They guarantee delivery. Can't beat the price and convenience. Get it done early before it's too late. ProFlowers makes it easy to check off the list. Even if you already have Valentine's Day plans, you still need flowers delivered. It's a must. When she says she doesn't need flowers, she means, you better get me flowers. ProFlowers is guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back, so it's a no-brainer. The longer you wait, the harder it is to find roses at this price. I one time got flowers from ProFlowers, and they were absolutely stunning, the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen. So thank you to that secret admirer that sent me flowers from ProFlowers. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Podcast 1. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Podcast 1. That's O-N-E, 1. Not the number 1. You have to spell it out. O-N-E. And there's also a space. Podcast space 1. O-N-E. Not 1 and O-N-E. Just O-N-E. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight. And time code end, because I need to talk about some of the copy here.
Okay, first of all, that took almost 2 minutes. What kind of
okay,
fucking,
whatever. I'm not saying it's your fault. I tried my best. I went as fast as I could. It says,
you should sing, I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
Well, I already got the part. When she says she doesn't need flowers, she means, you better give me flowers. That's like, goes against everything. And when she says no, she means, keep going.
Well,
that's a terrible. Why'd you take away my copy? I have the things I want to say about that.
Oh.
It said in there, tell a personal story. I just saw that. Right, I didn't know. I didn't have a personal story.
You got to do a personal story for the commercial?
I did. I said someone sent me flowers. Oh, they were okay. Beautiful.
All right. That's your personal story. I think it's
ridiculous.
I mean,
the people who work on ads, they really take themselves so seriously.
They're fucking idiots.
They. You ever watch The Apprentice?
I've seen it once or twice the whole season.
Anytime they do any ad or anything, they're always like the people who are doing the, you know, that they're doing the ads for are always like, well, you didn't put the product in enough. It's the product. You know, fuck the product. If you got a good product, people will get it.
I can't believe they kicked off Kate. She was my favorite.
I haven't been watching it. Is it good?
Kate plus 8. Is that her last name, plus 8?
Oh, she was on the show?
Yeah, K plus 8.
I never saw that, K plus 8, so I don't know.
You never saw it? You haven't seen any of The Apprentices?
No.
None? I've been watching it by myself. You're right. I haven't even realized that you haven't been in a room. I've watched the whole season so far.
You should do it. You know what? You should do... Please.
The Apprentice?
Yeah, but I had to stop talking for a second and turn my head away. Because
next year I should do it?
You're being gross.
Do you think it's up to me? Do you think...
I'm going to say right now.
Excuse me.
If anybody out there knows Trump, you tell him Rich Voss for The Apprentice.
Do you think he does the casting?
Yes.
I don't think he does.
I don't know.
I wonder who does the casting for it. Gilbert was on this year. He was funny. He made it through like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, but you could win because you have that kind of dog with a bone mentality. You would fight in the boardroom.
And plus, I know business. I have no business.
But don't you think it would be funny? You would rip people.
But the only problem.
But would you be mean to women?
I mean, mean to everybody.
He'd be like this. Do you think she's beautiful? He always says that about the women. Do you think she's beautiful, Rich?
Right on a Tuesday. I would say that.
Oh my God! The room would fall out.
I mean,
if people think you're an asshole now, it would go up 10 times.
The only problem is, when it came to the task of raising money, I don't have rich friends I would call for money. You know what I mean? Like, who would I
call? Don't head up those ones.
What do you mean?
Excuse me. I mean, if it's a fundraising challenge, don't be the...
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Don't be the
If your team loses and the team leader, you know, the project manager says, well, Voss raised $0.
Yeah, well, you'd raise some dollars. You go to the comedy clubs before you went on and you say, look, if there's a... You know, whatever challenge. Okay.
No,
I'm going to do my shirt now if you don't
want to. You know what I would do? I would put in $100. hey, I raised $100. Okay.
I'll raise $100.
$100, all right.
You would always, you could do other things, though.
I would do stand-up.
Yeah, you could do stand-up no matter what. Offer to do stand-up every single challenge.
Yes.
You'll get kicked out. Because if you lost and you did stand-up, that's how...
Gilbert got kicked out. I thought you didn't see it, or you read that.
I saw that on a Facebook post.
Or the morning show the next day.
No, why did they all go on the morning show?
The next following day.
Is there a morning show? What is it?
The morning show. You know, the other one you watch in the morning.
I honestly don't.
Okay. I would kill on The Apprentice.
What are you gonna, but would you call it the correct word or?
I would say The Apprentice.
Did you do that? Like, okay.
I slipped.
I know sometimes you get upset. Like, I have a 141 IQ. Come on, why do people think I'm dumb?
I don't want to talk about it. I said Apprentice.
I know, but I'm just wondering. Sometimes you do these things on purpose.
Sometimes I do, but that one I wasn't paying attention.
But that was the second time I let it go. The first time
I didn't say it twice wrong. Apprentice.
Earlier you said apprenticed.
Apprentice. I C E. Okay, all I know is Kate was kicked off, and the other one should be kicked off. What's her name?
Well, every task when you're watching, do you think, what would I do in this situation?
Yes, for the last couple of years when they did a thing.
So you're prepared.
When they did a thing.
If they came to you and said, "Rich, we want you on The Apprentice," would you say yes?
In a second.
What about Dancing with the Stars?
No.
You wouldn't do that one?
I would do it, but I wouldn't. Could be good. I can't dance, but I remember.
They teach you.
I remember one challenge on The Apprentice a couple of years ago. They were selling printer ink,
mm-hmm.
right? And my idea would have been great. You know,
you're gonna go back a couple of years
yeah.
for your
think. Wife. I would put think T H, and the ink would be in another color.
Mm.
K think, and the ink would stand out because they were trying to sell ink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
but no one did that. Think with the ink a different color.
Okay, well that's. That's a good idea. I'm not saying it's not a good idea, but
think. Okay, I would do that in the meeting. I would keep until we did it. Okay, who's texting you?
Oh, our neighbor has our kids, so they're coming home now.
Oh, brother! Well, we're at 14 minutes.
So you might have to just talk for a minute.
Okay, here's what I want to say, and you know, people. I don't think everybody is right for everything, okay? I'm not a good dancer. I just said it. I'm not a good dancer. What else? I'm not good
There's
at poetry.
Many things you're not good at.
There's a lot of things I'm not good at,
okay.
So I don't try to do it.
Okay.
Okay? And I think...
Where's this going? Like,
about these idiots that everybody does a podcast. These guys that were doing a podcast to we're going to review Women Aren't Funny. I listened for 2 minutes, okay? One, they smash me. They hear me on Opie and Jimmy or Opie and Anthony, and they think, oh, look, Rich Voss, he's, you know. Please, I know how to do radio. I do it throughout the country. The way the way things go on Opie and Anthony or Opie and Jim is different than it would go on throughout any other part of the country. So... Now, here's the deal.
We know you're buying time when you're saying stuff like, here's
the deal. Well,
because
I just read something.
I know, but it's obvious what's happening.
Okay.
When you're like, here's the deal.
Well, yeah, here's the deal, because I took my mind off it, because Keith texted me, Robinson. You're reviewing our movie. One, you're not movie reviewers, so you're just giving your dumb opinion.
Can I just say one thing before you get started? They did not review the
movie. We didn't listen
movie.
To the whole thing. We don't know. We only listened to like 4 minutes.
Okay, but why would you even talk about something you don't know?
Okay,
what we heard was not a review of our movie whatsoever.
So don't say
they were just talking about women being funny or not.
Well, they opened up with... I was disappointed. Some other guy didn't even see it and said something or
no,
whatever.
None of them saw it except for one of the guys. And he said, I've been excited about seeing it. I was a little disappointed, but it was great. That's what he said. So if
he
you want
to say it was great.
He did too.
You can't say I was disappointed and it
well,
was great.
Well, he did. He said that and then.
Okay, right there. He's a fucking idiot.
Okay. No one's sticking up for him in this room right now.
Right.
I'm just saying that you keep saying that. I mean, not just on the podcast, but before you said that they reviewed our movie. They didn't review our movie. Our movie review would be like, I watched the movie, da da da. Here's the thing,
but
blah blah
could
blah.
Have. We didn't listen to the whole thing.
I know, but why? I know, but my point is,
he said in a tweet he reviewed it, right?
Well, why didn't you listen to, like, I don't know why you're talking about a review of something you didn't hear.
Okay, I'm moving on from the review. What I'm saying, Okay, we both didn't hear it, right? So we don't
know. I didn't even click on it. I just immediately blocked the guy because he had 15 followers.
Okay,
and it's like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't care about the review of the movie because either you like it or you don't. There's nothing I could do about that. What I care about is, or not even care, I think it's fucking insane that somebody with 15 followers that does a podcast and is going to go on.
Your real beef is that he's doing a podcast.
But trash me.
But no one's listening.
But
it's like he's trashing you to his buddy. It's like you just happened to overhear a phone call. Like, that's what you're getting angry at.
Well,
Nobody outside of his family listens to the podcast.
But the whole thing, you get angry when you see, like, I guess, like, a bunch of horrible comics if you see say someone's doing an open mic and they're 65, hey, I want to try this, you know, I'm retired or 70. Remember when we were doing that thing at the comic strip remember we were judging the comics?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when that old guy went up and you're going, this is fucking ridiculous. Do you remember?
I mean, I might have been that way, like, because I was trying to be funny when I was really being mean to people because I thought it was funny, you know, after their sets. But the truth of it is that I don't care. The only thing that really upsets me when people first start doing stand-up is that they, like, this has happened twice where some new chick overheard me talking about something. I was like, saying this was like a shitty gig or something, and then I heard her being like, I hate when people, you should just be happy to go on and do stand up and it's like, dude, you know, you've been doing it for 2 months. Yeah, you should be happy to be doing stand up anywhere. Like, I don't have to accept every situation. So that pissed me off. And then another time I was in another sort of not great room, and the girl on before me, I don't know why this made me so mad, she didn't even have a good set, but then afterwards she was drinking a martini and she was acting like she just finished her HBO special, and it really made me mad to watch her sipping on her martini after her dumb fucking set.
Well, okay. As
all
much
glowy,
as
that, all like, ooh, I'm a comedian. Like,
as much as that upsets you, it upsets me when fucking listeners of a radio show go, we're going to do a podcast that are completely nobodies, but okay, do that. Fine.
But nobody listens.
Fine, but don't tweet me that you're reviewing my movie so my followers can see that.
They can't see it. They can only see it if you retweet it.
Okay, well,
comment.
I didn't. I blocked this fucking idiot. He's got 15 followers.
He wants you to comment back to him so that then your followers can see it.
Oh, here comes Raina. Well, I'm going to talk while you get her. See, I'm saying, this fucking, these guys piss me off because, one, they hear me on Opie for the last who knows how many years, okay? Now, when we're on Opie and Anthony and Opie and Jimmy, myself, Bobby, Colin, Norton, that's the rapport we have each other, is trashing each other. Okay, they trash me, I trash them. I've said this a million times. That's what we do. Okay, when I go on other radio shows, I do radio throughout the country. Do you think I let happen to me at other radio stations what happens to me on Opie? No, I don't, because it's a whole different vibe. So people hear me on one radio show and think that's me. That's not me. That's me, doing what I do there. That's me. What is it when you whatever,
that is you.
Yeah, but that would never happen to me. Like, if I was in DC to Sports Junkies, they're not going to trash me. We're going to talk. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to have fun.
I see what you're saying. In that situation,
yeah, that would never.
You respond the way that you're supposed to in that situation.
I adapt to my environment when I'm doing radio. I mean, I'm usually me, but you still got to adapt a little to the environment of radio. When I'm going to do radio, if I'm doing a soccer mom radio show, I'm going to have to tone it down to get people in the room. Okay, you know, when you're on the road, you're doing radio to get people in the room, so you have to adapt. 90% of the time, I'm still me, but you know what I mean? Same when you do those TV shows. So these two jamokes hear me, you know, throughout the years and think that's me. Well, go fuck yourselves, all right? Because I know what I'm doing wherever I'm doing it. So take your dumb fucking podcast with 15 Twitter followers and go fuck yourselves, all right? There you go. I'm not really mad. It's just, It's just ridiculous that everybody wants to do a fucking podcast. Bonnie and I, who have a pretty decent podcast, it's not bad. We get, we have a lot of listeners, you know. We have a pretty good reputation. We even think we stink at it. We think we stink at it. Okay, so if we think we stink at it, and we've been doing entertainment for years, radio for years, if we think we stink at it, how bad do you really, really, I mean, how bad are you that you're not even in the entertainment business and you're doing this? You really got to stink. You stink. I'm not really good at these rants. I got to practice my rants. That's what I got to do. Raina, can I ask you one question about this? Raina went sleigh riding.
Sledding.
Sleigh riding.
Sledding's with a horse.
No, sleigh riding. Raina, come here. Let me ask you one question before we move on, because people don't like to hear kids. Tell the truth. Did the bags over your socks on the boots help keep your legs warm and dry?
No.
Yes, they did. They did.
How do you know?
Because I've done it before. I've put bags. When you go sleigh riding, you put bags, or sledding, or whatever you guys call it nowadays. We call it sleigh riding back in the day.
Sleigh riding's with a horse.
Or a husky.
Or a husky dog. What's a sleigh?
It's not sled riding.
Oh, also, sleighing is also with reindeer, also known as Rudolph. Comet, and the other ones. I forgot what their names are.
I think it's time we talk to you about the Easter Bunny and Santa. I like them. Do you? Who do you like better, the Easter Bunny or Santa?
Both. You get presents from Santa and chocolate Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny.
And what about Valentine's Day? Bonnie used to think it was creepy that I got my kids presents on Valentine's Day. Is that creepy?
Because it's a romantic holiday.
Not if you're a parent. You still get your kids candy and stuff.
I don't think so. In my opinion, it's...
You get kids candy.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. All right, go to your room. What are you whispering? What'd she say?
She got a cookie dough donut.
From where?
Dunkin' Donuts and hot chocolate that burnt my mouth.
I guess they went to Dunkin' Donuts after.
That was a pretty big hill. Did you have fun?
Yeah, but there was only one problem. You had to walk back up every time.
Yeah, that's a big hill. You had a long walk up that hill. Did your hands get cold? All right, scram.
Have fun.
Beat it. Scram. You know the bags on the socks helped.
Valentine's Day is for...
My rant was horrible. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really listening.
The bottom line is, I'm sitting in my dining room.
I didn't want to engage because the last podcast we did about it, we got into a huge fight and we deleted the podcast.
Yes, we did. I wasn't going to bring that up. You want to air out your dirty laundry? Go right ahead.
We've never deleted a podcast.
That's the first one.
And we've had some pretty shitty podcasts, so...
I just told the public.
What?
That we think we stink at this. We do stink at this.
I heard that part.
And if we stink at... Well, you don't think that... Why do you...
I don't know. I don't say the same things that you do. I don't...
Well, you say it all the time. You say, I don't want to do this. We're horrible. No one's listening.
I know, but I mean, I wouldn't then, I don't know. People do whatever they want. Look, it doesn't matter to me that no one's listening.
I know, but it waters down the product. If everybody in Hillsboro was doing a podcast, it would just...
Okay, I'm not going to have this. I see it going the same place as it went last time, where we started yelling at each other. I threw the microphone. I stormed off.
Yeah.
We were shouting.
Okay, let everybody...
I said I'm never going to do another podcast.
Let everybody do stand-up. Let all your friends, let everybody...
But that's the way the world is. Of course you let everybody.
Isn't.
What if somebody said to you when you were first going to start doing stand-up, you're 28 and a drug addict.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, let somebody realize, let them go up and follow their dreams. But at some point, you know what I mean? If you went to a club and there was 10 comics on before you that were horrible, you'd be a little pissed off, wouldn't you?
The only reason that you care about that podcast is because you listened to it. You didn't know that was existing. That was a tree in a forest that you didn't know about, okay?
I know every tree when I'm in
a forest. So I'm just saying, it didn't matter to you. The only reason it mattered to you is because that guy tweeted you, then you knew he had a podcast, then you...
No, I didn't know it was a podcast.
He sent it to me. I didn't click it. I knew not to click it.
I was bored at my desk. I didn't click it anywhere. I had that tweet for a couple of days. And I clicked it at my desk out of just boredom. And then you sat down. And I was furious that fucking... I wasn't furious. I was going, are they for real? Is this for real? You know, it's like... It's just, if you saw two fans in the audience and they go, hey, would you do our podcast after your show? You tell them to go fuck off. All right, let's move on.
I know, but like, it's like if a open mic or someone sent you a link and then you were to get mad, like, how dare he be doing stand-up? It's just...
No, that's not true. I help new comics.
But it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's just...
Why?
Because podcasts now, anybody thinks they can just get a mic and get
on
and
do it.
But they can. Oh, but it's...
But they can't get listeners.
Okay, all right, how about this? Everybody that watched our movie, would you want everybody to review it? Do you think everybody is smart enough?
Everybody does review it.
No, everybody doesn't. You think everybody's smart enough?
When you watch it, you review it. You do.
No, you know what I'm saying. Write a review about it. Do you think everybody's smart enough to write a movie review?
I don't understand the concept of what you're trying to explain to me.
Because everybody shouldn't be writing a movie review.
What if I said to you, okay, Rich, would you care if everybody wrote on a piece of paper that they put in their pocket a review of our movie and didn't show it to anybody? Would that make you mad?
No.
Okay, that's what that podcast is.
Not when they get me involved.
Then he walked over to you and he handed you his piece of paper. You read it. If you said, no, I don't accept this kind of shit from strangers, you would have never noticed it and it wouldn't have made any difference in your life.
That's not true.
That's just a sneaky way of a guy tweeting you saying, I didn't like your movie. It's to do it with his friends in a so-called podcast setting.
Like they say on political radio, let's agree to disagree. Can I tell you what Bonnie did to me last night, folks? Want me to tell you what she did? And this is what I did. I'm going to tell you what you did. And it's not negative. It's just what I deal with. Okay. And then, you know, she could say one thing I did when I walked in, I made a snarly face. But last night we came down, we were watching a movie. Well, I watched The Apprentice and she was on the computer doing stuff. She doesn't watch it. I was watching The Apprentice. And then we were going to watch this movie. So we go, let's go get a snack. And she opens the freezer and says, do you want one of these? And she pulled out two veggie burgers. She goes, do you want a veggie burger? I said, no, thank you. That's all she said. Do you want one of these? And show me a veggie burger. No. Well, then she made her own little special veggie burger with... an egg on it and cheese, and it looked like, you know, a Top Chef veggie burger snack. I go, well, that's not what you offered me. And she said, well, next time know that I'm going to take something and turn it into a masterpiece. Well, if you would have said, would you like a veggie burger with egg and cheese that looked delicious, I would have said, yeah. But she didn't really want to make me one.
Okay, that's not true. I would have totally made you one. I was trying to figure out what I was going to make. Okay, so if I was you, and I explained this to you last night, I've always made things that you've wanted to eat, right? Every time I make something, you go, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like that. That looks good, you know? Because I don't just
You usually
stand...
say that about your own stuff.
Okay, so it does. I don't usually stand over the sink like with a, you know, turkey wrapped up in a piece of bread or something.
I didn't have bread, I had cheese. I wrapped cheese in turkey.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, you'll just sort of shove a couple different items into your mouth and chew, and that'll be your mixing process, you know? And then... It's like I take time. I cut tomatoes. Sometimes I slice up some nice avocado. It's a nice little side thing to whatever I'm eating. You know, then you look at, oh, I don't know it's going to be like that.
Okay, well, when my back was turned on the computer and she was made, after I said no to the veggie burger, when my back was turned and she was sneaking her little masterpiece, she could have said, hey, I'm putting egg and cheese on the veggie burger. Do you want one
of
these?
You were like, I'm not hungry, so I didn't push it.
I never said I'm not hungry. I just said...
I watched you eat turkey and cheese over the sink.
I had two pieces of...
Well, I didn't know.
Two slices of turkey.
I don't know what your body's doing at 10:30 at night.
I know what it's not doing. But I had whatever. But it's deceiving.
God.
It's deceiving to me and everybody
involved.
It was
so good. I made another one today.
Yeah, I bet you didn't like it as much today as you did last night.
Yeah, I did, actually.
It's never as good the second time. You know what I mean? You
wouldn't know because you haven't even had it the first time.
And then I asked for a little bite and she fucking...
Well, because I offered to make you one. You could have just said, this is what you should say. I told you, I'll have whatever you're having. You should just always say that because you always want what I'm having.
Right, we watched.
I didn't know what I was going to make. I was still creating it in my mind. I knew I was going to use a turkey burger. That's all as far as I'd gotten.
It wasn't a turkey burger. It was a veggie burger.
I mean, a veggie burger.
Bonnie... All right, let's talk about last week. We taped Anthony Bourdain's TV show.
Oh, my God.
In Atlantic City.
Rich.
What?
Oh, my God. Because I kept looking at his face, and I know he was like, "He people don't know how to react to us sometimes. And we were being good.
Yeah, we didn't smash each other, really. Well, I asked him when he talked about...
Oh, my God, because his show, like, it was pretty obvious. Okay, first thing was is that we were starving when we got there, and then he had a beer, and so I had a beer too to be cool, and I got really drunk off that beer because I hadn't eaten. I don't know, I was like, my head was swimming, so you sort of took over.
Yeah.
And he was asking questions about New Jersey, which I don't know anything about. I was like, more horses per capita than any other state, which is the only fact I know about New Jersey, and I don't even know if it's true. I just, somebody wrote me that in an email once, and I've always said it. But anyway,
I talked about CSA. He asked about
everything. He asked about stuff, but then he was like, he asked about New Jersey, and you just kept talking about yourself in New Jersey. Like, he's like, do you think,
well, he's saying no, he was talking about comedy in New Jersey
at first, but then he was trying to get into a more like, you know, find out about.
Well, I did say things.
Oh, because he was talking about how all the casinos were closing or something.
Well, I did say
AC, and then he was like, so is this a bad time? And you were like, I'm doing well. Like, you just kept talking and I could see in his
face.
Well,
it's fucking obvious it's a bad time for people in Atlantic City. Casinos are closing.
Well, why didn't you say that?
Huh?
Why didn't you say that?
Because then he would get mad if I go, yeah, you fucking dummy. It's a bad time. They just closed three casinos.
You wouldn't have to say you fucking dummy.
Well, but it's obvious.
You could have said, yeah, it's obvious. Look around.
Like, three casinos have closed. Do you think it's a bad time? The best answer would be, not for me. Okay, it's obvious it's a bad time for those fucking people living there. They're losing jobs and they're not paying their bills. Yeah, it's a bad time if you're living in a land or you worked one of those casinos. Okay, I did work one. Okay, so I lost that much money. I lost probably three one-nighters a year at Revel. I did it about three times a year at Revel. So yeah, I did lose that. But I thought he was saying, are these times bad for comedy? That's what I relate to. I'm not an iron worker or. So, and then he was asking questions about, you know, we talked about Seaside. I talked about, that's where I got laid the first time.
I talked, like, I said maybe two things. I just sat there like a dummy.
But that's not my fault. I wasn't cutting you off.
No, but like.
I saw that I had to carry the thing. You ordered pizza. You didn't realize there was bacon on it.
Oh,
so
my
you flipped
God.
Out.
And then I couldn't eat it.
You know, we had spaghetti. He got meatballs. And I talked about that restaurant. I used to go there all the time. In Atlantic City. So I think we did pretty well once they go to editing. And then we did stand up at the Borgata. We fucking crushed.
Yeah.
You know, it went great. You know, it was a nice club we went on. They were nice enough to let us film there. So we thanked the Borgata and the Music Box. I think that's what it's called, right? It was the Music Box, right?
That guy that was like the manager, though, he was like, he goes, you look familiar. Have we ever met to you?
Yeah. Well, I worked there years ago.
I know, but I mean, like...
Oh, I've been on TV 100 times.
I know.
You're
times. Like the manager of a comedy club. Wouldn't you know?
I did. I mean, I don't know if Anthony Bourdain... Like, we were in his car driving. He was telling us how he does what... what's that called? The... what's it called? Grappling or...
I don't know what you're talking
You know,
about.
The karate, the mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
He said he does mixed martial arts every day. And I go, you know, when you get in those positions, have you ever got a hard on? Right.
Yeah. And then I laugh too loud to try to cover. It's like, oh, my husband.
I'm just asking.
Oh,
if he's,
what you know, a nut. What a nut.
Not, I mean, he's very charming and nice. I could see why now that you guys.
Why I'm in love with him.
when he walked in the door and saw you, you both lit up like...
I'm nervous around him because...
Why?
Well, normally I wouldn't because he gives me stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I've been giving you stuff for fucking years. You're not nervous around me. You give me stuff, I'm not nervous around you.
I know, but we broke the sexual tension a long time ago.
Who? You and Anthony?
You and I.
Oh. Why, do you have sexual tension with him?
No,
I just said that.
I was joking. But you know when somebody is like, you're slightly nervous around Chris Rock.
No, I'm not. I'd be nervous.
I don't think we said Chris Rock last episode, did we?
No, we have to say it every episode, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, real quick. That little Asian kid emailed me and said he still has a bet that we'd mention his name. And he goes, just mention my fucking name already. Well, guess what? You know what? Once you say, just mention my fucking name already, and you're 13, I'm not going to mention your fucking name, okay? Maybe you write and say, hey, listen, can you do me a favor? Which he probably did already, but fuck him, all right? I'm not here so you can...
He's like, I don't feel like listening to any more of these, but I got to listen for my name.
Yeah, well, I don't... You know
what? Just fucking say it.
Here's your name. I said it.
Richard.
I said his name in Chinese.
Richard.
Okay? I'm saying it in Chinese. That's what he is.
Rich.
Okay. There, I said your name. How's that?
Please.
So now you...
I'm no longer a part of this podcast.
You won $5. You say his name in Chinese now. Let me hear you say it.
Dan.
No, say his name in Chinese when he was in China before he came over here.
He wasn't from China.
Yes, they all are. Yes.
No, he's third generation.
Well, okay. If he was living in China, how would
his name... I have no idea what his name is.
You do good impressions. It's Bill Franklin.
Okay. Bill Franklin.
How's
Bill Franklin?
The Chinese version go.
Bill Franklin.
Say his mother was saying his name in the...
Oh,
house.
Come here, Bill Franklin. Come here.
So we taped the show. We did stand up for the Anthony Bourdain show. I don't think he was freaked out by us.
I saw his eyes darting a couple times, like...
Well, he's got... Because we're comics. We're not going to fucking... You know, he's sitting there saying he loves Doug Stanhope, which is, you know... So he knows what fucking... He does Opie and Anthony or Opie and Jimmy. You know, so he knows what fucking edgy and creepy people everybody, you know, involved.
I know, but I'm always like... Ugh, I hate myself around him because I'm always like, hi, oh, hey...
I wasn't.
I should just be me.
I wasn't brown nosing, was I? No.
No.
Hey, I don't think you know what it is.
But I got a lot more to lose.
Why? You already got a book deal.
I know, but I still got to get paid the final.
Then I went out to eat later on that night with the production crew. We went to a restaurant in the Borgata. They
was
paid
that
the
fun?
Bill. Yeah, they were nice. I looked around. There was four guys, two gals, and Anthony's brother, who I talk to most of the time. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
What does he do?
The guys works in the banking business. Nice guy. He was a nice guy. All the guys had beards. Everyone looked like the exact clone. Like they all came from Brooklyn with their beards. Like mm-hmm. they all is. Do I have to get a beard now?
Well, no, you don't live in Brooklyn.
But I mean, everybody's getting beards. When did this happen?
When ladies started shaving their pussies.
Is that when everybody started getting beards?
I guess, in a way, even if they don't know it, subconsciously, when they go down, they want there to be a certain amount of hair.
Am I your beard?
In that area.
I'm your beard, right? Or you're my beard. Is that how it goes? Like, when a gay person hangs with a straight person?
No, I'd be the beard.
If I was gay, you'd be my beard.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder where that saying came from, though. Like, why a beard?
I don't know. So, were you happy with the Anthony Bourdain taping? How do you think you came on stage?
No.
You did well.
I don't like any situation where I don't feel comfortable being myself. That's why I don't like hanging out with regular people, because I am so uncomfortable.
Well, what if the neighbors down the street asked you to do one of their podcasts? Would you do it?
Ha ha.
Would you do it? If they had a podcast, would you do it?
Probably.
Oh, my God. Do you say no to anything? You went in...
Well, my friends.
Oh, fuck.
What?
It's not going to happen.
What? Tell,
they want me to Skype into Anthony's show, but we have to leave to go to New York.
Right now?
No, at some point, my availability, but it's 3:30 now, and we're leaving at what? 4:30.
Yeah.
So I don't have time.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell him no. I mean, fuck.
Well, this is...
I'll do it tomorrow.
This is like... it's like the...
What fell apart? Like, we like fell apart.
We've become a podcast where it's just like fly-in-the-wall documentary. It's like, I was thinking the other day, like, why don't we just do it where, like, we're walking around with our mics, like, we should just have laughs on, and then I'll just make dinner and stuff, and we'll just, it'll just, instead of it being, like, actually, like, we're doing a podcast, we'll just, people just get to hear what our life is like.
Oh, here's what Keith
just
said.
Just walking around.
And we'll call Keith, I talked to Keith Robinson, he thinks, look how tall and pretty you're getting.
Thank you.
What? No, I'm talking to Raina. What? Raina, look at me. Come here. How tall are you? We haven't measured you in a while. You're starting to grow.
Really? See, are you kidding me right now?
What?
Is this the podcast you want to do? Because I want to go.
No.
You're like, oh my God, I'm supposed to call at a Skype somewhere. Raina, how tall are you getting?
I just, you're like, she walked in, I worked. You cannot
get mad at people doing a podcast when you're doing a podcast like this. Oh my God.
First of all, this is our 151st podcast.
Who gives a shit? You can still be shitty. You're being shitty.
I'm not being shitty throughout.
Yeah, you are.
I asked you a lot of questions. How did you like the Anthony Bourdain thing? I was throwing stuff at you.
A lot of questions. That was one.
I asked you about four.
Don't act like you had. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on. Now, what was the Keith thing?
Keith thinks that we should do an hour special together
for
our brand.
Shut up,
Keith.
No,
he's right.
No, he's not right. You believe everything everyone tells
you.
No,
he gets it.
What do you want?
Really?
Well,
you're going to put the mic in front of her now? You just yelled at me?
No, because she's asking for something. What do you want me to do? Yell at her? Go to your fucking room.
No, just say, what do you want? But you put the mic like she was talking. You just put the mic.
No, I didn't,
her.
But I didn't call her over here. Oh, look how tall you're getting.
She walked over here and you turned the mic towards her face.
Because
did you know?
I want her to ask me something.
What?
If she's going to ask it, ask it. What?
Talk.
Get out of here. Get out. How much longer? I don't know.
I'd
be married to him forever. So I guess I have to.
Five more minutes, maybe. Five more minutes.
Bye.
She walks away shaking her head like there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, she's. We were like constantly always say like, oh, that's something she's going to take to therapy. And then, did I tell this story on here already?
No.
And then she goes, what does that mean, that therapy thing? I go, well, because parents always joke that they're ruining their kids' lives, and later the kids are going to talk about it in therapy session or whatever. She goes, then 2 days later, we're playing in her bedroom and you pantsed her. Do you remember that? And she turns around and she goes, therapy.
I pantsed her.
Yeah. No, I'm not. First of all, I'm not. No, he's 100% wrong. Our stand-up comedy shows are not the same brand as this podcast. Okay.
Yeah, but our whole thing, we did a movie together, a radio show together.
So what?
A pilot
together.
So
what? Can we have one thing? I'm sorry, but
don't you want to become famous and rich?
No, I honestly don't have. That's not on my agenda.
No, we're not doing it together. We're doing it together.
But I don't. Can I just have stand up myself? Can I just have this to me?
I don't care. It's not.
I want my own audience. I've given everything to you. Everything.
What? Oh, tell me. Really? You've given everything to me?
We do everything together. You want me to go and open for you at these shows? I do it.
We do one, two shows maybe a year together.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I do it.
Don't say
okay?
You give everything.
We go in O&A together. I don't go in O&A by myself.
You can
I did it
if you
once
set it up.
By myself. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's like, could I just have one?
Yes.
Fucking, anytime I get a show on my own to do stand-up somewhere, you're like, why aren't I on
no,
it?
No, and every and time then, I get a show, I throw you on it in New York. I would never.
You do, yes, but. Look, you're right. Getting defensive when really you should be like, of course
yes,
you should
of course
have your
you're
own
right,
thing.
But don't
of course
say
you should.
Of course you should, but don't say you've done everything for
I
me.
I didn't say that.
Did,
I
that
said
was
I've given
words.
You everything.
Yeah.
All my things, all my creativity, I give it over to you.
No, are you kidding me?
There's
a thousand. Really? Did you give your book over to me? The last thing you did with the lady from D.C. I can name 100 things. So don't say you give it all to me. Stop that and quit misleading people and putting words in my mouth. That's not true. You do a lot of projects on your own. I do things on my own. We do things together. That's
okay,
the bottom line.
You know what? From now on, look at. I don't know how many times this has happened, and please don't start yelling at me because I don't feel like hearing it. But every single time somebody tells you something, you come running back here like...
I didn't say he was right. I said what he said. Go ahead.
No, you did say it was right. You go, we should. It's our brand. He convinced you. You're so easily convinced of everything. What was it the other day someone tried to convince you? And I was like, are you out of your mind?
Me?
Yeah, it was. What was it?
Oh, about going to my friend's wedding in Aruba?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just, hey, by the way, we're going to go to my friend's I ran into a friend at a show.
And no, I play, he's a friend. I play golf with him all the time.
I'm going to go to his wedding in Aruba.
He asked us if we'd go. And you know,
I know, but you didn't think it through at all.
Why wouldn't we go? Why wouldn't we take
because
a little weekend vacation in Aruba?
Because if his wedding was... half an hour from our house, I still wouldn't go. Okay, I don't feel like going to your dumb friend's weddings. And would you go to my friend's wedding?
Yes, if you said
in Aruba.
Yeah. If
what if I called you and I was like, "Oh, my friend from Canada is getting married, and we're going to go to their wedding in Aruba." And also, you were like this. This is what your selling point to me. We'll get a discount on the hotel.
No. You, first of all, said, let's go to Aruba on vacation. You kept saying, I want to
I want to do that stand-up show where they pay for everything.
They don't pay for your stand-up, though. They give you a room and hotel.
So what?
So you work free? Do you work free? Is that what you're saying?
I'll work for that vacation.
Well, we could have a vacation
better,
without...
Better, more fun than going to somebody's wedding.
What, are you kidding me? You could go to Aruba and not have to work.
Yeah, but you have to go to somebody's wedding, which is worse.
You can go to a wedding for an hour.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? You're really going to go talk to all his relatives and hang out? Are you kidding me? Ugh. I remember one time I had to go to your cousin's wedding. It was like excruciating. Remember
really?
They wanted us to take photos and dance. Ugh.
That was a good wedding.
It was it was a good wedding if you like weddings.
I don't like
but
weddings.
But if you don't like being around regular people, then it's not a fun time.
Okay, and know what else isn't
I'm
a fun
I'm not good
time?
At small talk. I'm not good at talking to people, you know, whatever. They ask me questions. I don't know any fucking answers to any of the questions.
Like, they ask you about New Jersey, right? They
ask me about New Jersey or the school or, you know, I'm just like,
Don't you think... When you were doing Anthony Bourdain's show, you would have done a little research on the place you've lived for 10 years or have some opinions on things. You did have some opinions.
You're right. I should have. You're correct.
You're always prepared for everything.
I know. I was not.
Okay.
I don't know what I thought.
And you never thanked me for instead, you made fun of me. You made fun of me. You go, who you asked for whole wheat pasta? Did you see his face? Or you
know, it was funny.
But you're saying.
He's like a food guy. And I was like. Had my food restrictions and you had your... He was like, oh, good.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to sit and eat what I don't eat to brown nose him. I fucking asked for whole wheat pasta. It's healthier, okay? Just because he fucking eats whatever the fuck is put in front of his face.
He was like, hmm.
Yeah, well, what's...
It's funny.
Okay?
Oh, my God, relax.
But I got it with clam sauce. He got it with a meatball.
Oh, my God, tender.
If they had turkey meatballs, I would have got...
Teresa over here.
All right? I'm sorry, I don't eat fucking red meat.
Ooh, sensitive Sally.
Oh, look, I'm doing a TV show with Anthony Bourdain. Let me throw... Oh, please, let me have some pork chops so Anthony doesn't make a face.
Teasing old Rich Voss there, boy.
Excuse me, can I have... Let me have a meatball sub and veal parmesan. Anthony's here. I'm going to throw out.
I didn't want you to, but I didn't think you'd order whole wheat pasta. That's not exactly like something, you know, you could have just had regular pasta for
Well, I had to because they didn't have whole wheat after I asked them.
Yeah, see?
You know.
We're in like an 800-year-old diner, really? They're going to...
It was a restaurant. It's not a diner. It's a really good, really good Italian food. The Baltimore Grill. Okay, and you get a pizza, Clams Casino, you would think you would know that there's bacon on it, or I would after I ate a whole slice, okay?
And then he goes, my work here is done.
He said that?
Yeah, I was like, I can't eat it because there's bacon on it. And he goes, you ate something? I go, yeah. And he goes, my work here is done.
Oh, that's him being edgy.
He knew there was bacon on it.
He didn't know. Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm.
See that? And that's your friend? That's mm-hmm. like when my sister put meat in and didn't tell me. You got mad at her. Why wouldn't you get mad at him and say, hey, I don't eat fucking meat? Why wouldn't you stand up for yourself, your principles? Because you sold your principles out.
I know, I'm
for
a
book deal.
Yes. Yes, I'm a fucking sellout.
So what does that say?
It says my kid's going to go to college.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap this fucking thing up. This Saturday, this Friday and Saturday, I'm at Magoobies Comedy Club. Magoobies in Townsend, Maryland, wherever the fuck it is, you know, out there, Magoobies, Friday and Saturday. And next week, I'll be at the MGM Grand in Vegas at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club, Monday through Sunday next week. This week, Magoobies. Thank you. Bonnie, is there anywhere you're going to be that you want to plug?
Yes. Friday and Saturday night, I'm at the Brokerage. Where is that, Rich?
In Belmore, Long Island.
Belmore, Long Island. So please come out.
To support me.
No. Just do it.
To support you.
No. I don't need support.
You do. You need support from
or
fans.
Like, can you fireman carry me through my set? No, it's going to be fun. I'm going to be entertaining.
You're not going to do stand-up?
You're an asshole.
All
bye.
Right. This week, you know where we're at. Magoobies and Brokerage. Be there. Also, the movies on Netflix. Get it and write a review.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.